主，我们感谢你爱我们爱到一个地步，为我们钉十字架，为我们舍命流血。
Lord, we thank you because you have loved us to such a point that you were crucified, you bled and you died for us.
如今我们可以说，我们是罪人，蒙了你的恩典。
So that today we may say that we are but a sinner saved by grace.
主啊，但愿今天这个爱也摸着在座的所有的福音朋友们。
And so, Lord, we pray that today this love would touch every gospel friend among us.
使他们也能够得着这个浩大的恩典。
So that they may also come to receive of this great grace.
主，我们把荣耀归给你。
We give all glory to you.
垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of our precious Lord Jesus. We pray. Amen.
Amen. 好了，我们开始的时候还是先来读一些主的话啊。
As we begin, let's open up to read some of the Lord's words.
我来读国语，然后姊妹读英文。
Our brother will read in Chinese, and then I will read in English.
第一处是在路加福音的第十七章十一节到十九节。
Our very first passage will be in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19.
路加福音十七章十一节到十九节。
Luke 17:11-19.
如果读国语的话，可以和我一起读啊。
If in Chinese, you may read together with me.
十一节，耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，永远的站着，高声说：“耶稣，夫子，可怜我们吧！”耶稣看见，就对他们说：“你们去，把身体给祭司查看。”他们去的时候就洁净了，内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀于神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶稣说：洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀于神吗？就对那人说：起来，走吧，你的信救了你。
While he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him, and they raised their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Stand up and go, your faith has made you well.
然后第二处是在路加福音的第七章五十节。
Next is Gospel according to Luke chapter 7 verse 50.
耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安地回去吧。
And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you, go in peace.
还是路加福音第八章四十八节。
And then again, Luke 8 verse 48.
耶稣对她说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安地去吧。
And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace.
路加福音十八章四十二节。
Luke 18, verse 42.
耶稣说，你可以看见，你的信救了你。
And Jesus said to him, Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well.
我们经文暂时先读在这里。
We'll read these passages for now.
那主耶稣在四福音书里面对着不同的人说了相同的话，说了许多次。
Our Lord Jesus in these four Gospels has said to many different people the same phrase.
那我们知道，如果一个人说同样的话，强调同一句话，强调了许多次，那说明说这句话对他是非常重要的。
If a person repeats the same phrase many, many times, we know that this phrase is very important to this person.
而且对说话的对象也是很重要的。
And it is important to the one he is speaking to.
那意思就是说，对我们是非常重要。
Meaning it is very important to us.
那这句话到底什么意思呢？
What does this phrase actually mean?
到底什么是信？
What exactly is faith?
我们为什么需要被拯救呢？
Why do we need to be saved?
在我们刚刚读的那段经文里面讲到主耶稣到耶路撒冷去，然后经过撒玛利亚和加利利。
In the passage we just read, we read that our Lord Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem and passing between Samaria and Galilee.
然后进了一个村庄，里面有十个长大麻风的。
He entered into a village and there were 10 leprous men.
麻风病呢，在当时是一个绝症，是无药可医的。
We know that leprosy at that time was something that could not be healed.
那得了麻风病的人，他不单单会死。而且是非常痛苦悲惨的死去。
Not only was a leper going to die, but it was a very tragic and very painful death.
麻风病是非常恐怖非常可怕的。
And we know that it is a very terrible, terrifying disease.
所以圣经里面常常用麻风病来形容这个罪。
And so the Bible uses leprosy to often illustrate sin.
形容罪的污秽罪的可怕。
And it illustrates the filthiness as well as the awfulness of sin.
那这里我们看见有十个麻风病人。
Here we see that there were 10 leprous men.
这个十在圣经里面是一个完全的数字，是完全的意思。
The number 10 in the Bible is a very complete, perfect number.
意思就是说，我们世界上全部人都是罪人。
Meaning that all people in this world are all sinners.
所以意思就是我们所有人都是罪人。
That means all of us are sinners.
那为什么我们会变成一个罪人？
Now, why is it that we have become sinners?
我们可能会想，好像我们这个没有杀人，没有放火。
We may think to ourselves that we have not killed anybody or murdered anyone.
我们也没有做什么对不起国家人民的事情。
We have not done anything to offend our country.
我们在家里面也很乖巧，很听话。
And at home, I have been well behaved.
也还做了许多好事。
And I've done many good things.
还常常扶这个老奶奶过马路，是吧？
And so oftentimes I would assist the elderly when crossing the street.
我们觉得可能我们是好人。
We may think that we are all good.
我们怎么就成了罪人？
How is it that we have become sinners?
亲爱的朋友们，
Dear friends,
我们是罪人，并不在于我们做了什么。
Being a sinner has nothing to do with what you have done.
我们是罪人乃在于我们是谁生的。
We are sinners because of who we are as we have been born.
我们是谁的后代？
The descendants of whom we have been born to.
比如说我父母是中国人。
For example, my parents are Chinese.
我父母的父母也是中国人。
And my grandparents are also Chinese.
我是他们的后代。
I am their descendant.
所以我也是中国人。
Therefore, I am Chinese.
那我是黄皮肤黑头发的中国人。
And so I have yellow skin and black hair, and I am Chinese.
今天我如果去整容，把我的皮肤整成白色。
But today, if I were to go change my skin color to become white,
把我的头发染成金黄色。
And I were to dye my hair so that my hair is now blonde.
那不管染成什么颜色。
But it doesn't matter what color I dye it to.
我还是中国人。
I am still Chinese.
就算把我身上每一个部位都换一遍，我仍旧是中国人。
Let's say I change every aspect of my body, I am still Chinese.
因为我是中国人生的。
Because I was born to be Chinese.
所以为什么我们会变成罪人？
So how is it that we have become sinners?
因为我们的先祖第一个人亚当，他是罪人。
Because our forefather, the very first man, Adam, he was a sinner.
所以所有在亚当里面的都成了罪人。
Therefore, all in Adam have become sinners.
我们这些亚当的后代全部都是罪人。
All of us, descendants of Adam, we are all sinners.
我们生来就是一个罪人。
We were born sinners.
哎，所以呢，圣经里面就讲到说，罪由一人入了世界。
Therefore, the Bible says that through one man, sin entered into the world.
当神创造亚当的时候，亚当并没有罪。
When God created Adam, Adam did not have sin.
神把亚当放在这个伊甸园里面，叫他看守管理。
God placed Adam into the Garden of Eden so that he would care for that garden.
然后神在伊甸园里面种了很多树。
And God in that garden planted many trees.
其中有两棵树非常特别。
Among those trees, there were two that were very special.
我想这个创世纪的故事，许多弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉。
For those who are very familiar with the Bible, you know the story of creation.
那这两棵树呢，一棵是生命树，一棵是分别善恶树。
These two trees, one was the tree of life, the other was the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
然后神就吩咐亚当说，这个园子里面所有树上的果子你都可以吃，就是生命树上的果，就是这个分别善恶树上的果子你不能吃。
So God commanded Adam and says, you may eat of the fruit of any tree in this garden, except you may not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这个分别善恶树上的果子，你吃了那日子，你必定死。
If you eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die.
然后神就从亚当身上取出一根肋骨，或者说取出一样东西，造了女人。
And then God removed a rib, something out of Adam, and created the woman.
那这是夏娃。
And this was Eve.
然后他们就住在伊甸园。
And they lived in the Garden of Eden.
到了创世纪第三章，我们知道就发生了一件事情。
And then when we come to Genesis chapter 3, something happened.
堕落天使魔鬼撒旦，他化成蛇。
The fallen archangel Satan, the devil, he changed himself to become a serpent.
诱惑夏娃吃这个分别善恶树上的果子。
And tempted Eve so that she ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那夏娃就被诱惑到了，不单单吃了，她也给她的丈夫给亚当吃。
And so Eve was deceived, and so she ate of the fruit, and not only did she eat it, but she also gave it to her husband Adam to eat.
亚当吃了神所吩咐他不能吃的这个分别善恶树的果子。
And so Adam ate of the fruit that he was commanded not to eat of.
因着这个亚当的不顺服，因着亚当的悖逆，罪就进到亚当里面。
And so because of Adam's disobedience and rebellion, sin entered into this world.
罪在希腊原文里面的意思就是射箭的时候没有射中靶心。
The definition of sin is that when you are shooting an arrow that you have missed the target.
那这个靶心呢，就是神的要求，就是神的标准。
This target is God's requirement or God's standard.
所以罪的意思就是说没有达到神的标准。
So the meaning of sin means that you have not attained to God's standard.
没有达到神的要求。
You have not attained to God's standard.
这个就是罪。
That is sin.
所以神的意思呢，非常的明显。
And so God's desire is very clear.
他乃是要能拣选生命树，而不是分别善恶树。
He desires for man to choose of the tree of life and not of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
因为生命树是代表神的生命，分别善恶树是代表人的生命。
Because the tree of life represents God's life. The tree of knowledge of good and evil represents man's life.
神乃是要亚当拣选他的生命。
God wants Adam to choose of his life.
因为只有神的生命才是永生。
Because only God's life is eternal life.
离开神就是死亡。
Apart from God is death.
与神隔绝就是与这个永活的生命隔绝。
Separation from God means that you are separated from eternal life.
这个就是死亡的定义。
This is the very end result of death.
什么是死呢？
What is death?
与神隔绝。
That you are separated from God.
没有神的生命。
You do not have God's life.
这就是死。
This is death.
所以当亚当吃了这个代表人的生命分别善恶树上的果子的时候，神就对他说，你必定死。
And so when Adam ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, God said to him, you will surely die.
因为他与神隔绝，无法再与神交通。
Because he is now separated from God, he is no longer able to have fellowship with God.
那当然我们知道亚当活了900多岁，是吧？
But we also know that Adam lived for 900 some years.
那这个是神的怜悯。
This was God's mercy.
事实上我们现在所有人活着都是神的怜悯。
In reality, all of us living here, it is God's mercy.
他给我们机会来接受他。
He has given us an opportunity to receive him.
他给我们机会来相信他。
He has given us an opportunity to believe in him.
他在我们还活着的时候给我们机会来接受这个永远的生命。
That while we are still living, we have an opportunity to receive of his eternal life.
所以今天我们活着，我们还有气息，我们还有今天，这个就是最好的机会。
So while we are still living, while we still have breath in our bodies, this is the best opportunity.
那罗马书第五章十二节那里面告诉我们说，罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
In Romans chapter 5 verse 12, it says, therefore, just as through one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sinned.
亚当因为犯罪成为罪人，而我们呢，我们生来就是罪人，所以我们会犯罪。
Adam sinned because of his action, but because we were born of Adam, therefore we are sinners.
在我们里面有罪的天性，有这个犯罪的倾向。
We have the very nature of sin within us, therefore we have an inclination towards sin.
所以我们犯罪是很自然的。
Therefore it's very natural for us to sin.
我们从小就会犯罪。
We were able to sin from our youth.
不需要人教的。
Nobody needed to teach us.
我们天生就是犯罪专家。
Naturally, we are all professional sinners.
我记得我女儿还很小的时候，才四五岁的时候，她妈妈每天又给她吃一颗核桃。
I know that I remember when my daughter was very young, maybe 4 or 5 years old. My wife wanted to give her an almond,
walnut.
A walnut.
那 据说这个一天吃一个核桃会比较聪明。
Because it's said that if you eat a walnut a day, you become smarter.
那我也不知道是不是真的。那
I don't know if it's true or not.
但是呢，我女儿她非常讨厌吃这个核桃。
But my daughter really didn't like eating walnuts.
因为这个有点苦啊。
Because it's a little bit bitter.
在她妈妈面前呢，她也把核桃放在嘴巴里面，然后对她妈妈说：“我吃了。”
And so in front of her mom, she would put the walnut in her mouth and said to her mom, "I ate it."
等她妈妈转过身来，她偷偷的把嘴巴里面核桃拿出来，塞在这个椅子的缝隙里面。
And so as soon as her mom would turn around, she would spit out the walnut and stick the walnut in the crack in the chair.
过了几天，等我老婆这个做卫生的时候，擦椅子，擦来擦去，擦了一堆核桃出来。
And so a few days later, when my wife would be cleaning the house, she would wipe the chair and realize that there was a pile of walnuts in the chair.
我想做父母的，我们从来没有教过孩子怎么说谎，怎么行诡诈。
As parents, you never teach your child how to be deceiving and how to do the wrong thing.
我们也不可能教他们这些东西。
We cannot teach them those things.
但是很稀奇的，这些东西他们不愿教的，从小就会了。
But amazingly, you don't need to teach it. They know how to do this from their youth.
因为我们是罪人，里面有罪的天性。
Because we are sinners, we have the nature of sin in us.
我们从小就知道怎么说谎，从小就知道怎么自私。
From our youth, our childhood, we already know how to be selfish and how to lie.
从小就知道怎么贪心。
We already know how to be greedy.
我儿子在很小的时候，他一边吃着自己碗里面的东西，一边盯着他姐姐的碗看。
My son, ever since he was small, while he's eating what is in his bowl, he's always staring at what his sister has in her bowl.
然后他吃完之后马上抢他姐姐的。
And as soon as he's done, he immediately grab what is his sister's.
我们不会教他这个去抢别人东西。
We never taught him how to grab someone else's food.
但是他生来就会抢。
But as soon as he was born, he knew how to take from others.
这个就是我们。
This is us.
这个就是一个罪人的本性。
This is the nature of a sinner.
那我们每个人身上都有这个堕落败坏的天性。
All of us have this fallen nature in us.
所以我们犯罪是自然而然的。
Therefore, it is so natural for us to sin.
不单单如此。
Not only so.
我们这个还会犯了又犯，一犯再犯。
We also continually commit the same wrongs.
同一个罪你会犯无数次。
The same sin you will commit over and over countless times.
我记得我这个十二三岁的时候，可能还在读初中嘛，初二可能。
I remember when I was 12 and 13, I was still in middle school.
那有一次我妈妈就带我去教会里面去找一个负责的弟兄，叫我在这个叫我跪在神面前来认罪来悔改。
And my mother brought me to church, to go and confess my sins in front of a responsible brother.
你知道以前呢，二三十年前，可能三十多年前，那个时候那些弟兄们他们对待罪的态度是非常认真严肃的。
About 30 some years ago, the brothers at that time, they were very, very serious when it came to dealing with sin.
不像我们现在，我们对罪是非常非比较麻木的。
Not like us today, we have such a numbness towards sin.
所以我们三个人一起跪下来的时候，那个弟兄就对我说，他说现在你把以前所犯的罪，你记得的一样一样在主面前认清楚。
And so the three of us, we knelt down together, and the brother said to me, "Now, all the sin that you can remember one by one, you need to speak it out and repent before the Lord."
我心里想，虽然我还是一个小孩子，但是我也需要面子的。
And so as a child, I thought, well, I am but a young child, but I need to save face too.
这个有很多东西你难以说出口啊。
A lot of things. How was I to speak it audibly?
但是我看那弟兄他的脸非常的严肃认真，认真到令我有点害怕。
But then when I saw the facial expression of this brother, it made me kind of afraid.
所以我就只好承认。
So I could only admit.
所以我记得的一样一样的罪我说出来，然后认罪。
And so I did. I spoke out each sin one by one.
我说我这个偷了隔壁村的一个园子里面的橙子。
And so I said, I stole this one thing from the nearby village.
偷了我叔叔口袋里面的烟头出来抽。
And I had stolen the cigarette out of my uncle's pocket so that I could smoke it.
承认了许多罪，那大部分罪都是偷东西的罪。
And when I confessed all of my sins, the majority of them were all the ones where I was stealing.
然后弟兄就告诉我说，现在你认罪了，你要悔改，以后不可以再犯了。
And so the brother said to me, well, now that you have confessed, you should no longer commit the same sins.
我说不会，我保证不会。
And I said, I guarantee I'm not going to anymore.
保证完几天之后。
After I guaranteed and promised a few days later,
我觉得偷这个橙子什么的太小了 我要偷大一点的东西。
I said, well, I'm stealing small things. I need to steal something bigger.
刚刚保证完几天。
I just promised a few days ago.
我又去隔壁村的园子里面去偷了西瓜。
I went and I stole a watermelon from the village next door.
我记得那时候天很黑啊。
I remember it was really dark.
啊，我偷偷跑过去抱了一颗西瓜正准备跑。
And so I hugged this watermelon and I was ready to run.
结果居然有一个农民伯伯在那里守夜。
But a farmer was there and he was watching.
他这个扛着这个锄头追出来。
And so he was holding his shovel and he came out running at me.
哦，我赶紧把西瓜扔了跑掉。
I quickly dropped the watermelon and ran.
但是想不到的是这个农民伯伯居然跑得这么快。
But I didn't realize that this farmer uncle, he ran so fast.
他扛着这个锄头居然比我空手跑得还快。
He ran faster with the shovel than me with nothing in my hands.
那结果这个被抓住了。
And so I was caught.
但是你知道以前的人他们非常的淳朴。
But we do know that the people back then, they were very simple.
非常好。
They were very good.
我在他面前 我说真是对不起。
And so in front of him, I really apologized.
在他面前有一个很好的认错态度。
And I had a very good and regretful attitude before him.
然后他看见我这么一个小孩子也就算了。
And so he saw me just a child, and so he said, okay, forget it.
他这个就是教训了几句也就让我走了。
He chastised me just a few sentences and let me go.
最后他警告我说下次你不可以再偷了。
And then he said to me, next time, don't do this again.
然后我又向他保证。
And so I promised him again.
绝对不会再偷。
Never again.
出来之后我心里想这一家我肯定不会偷有人守着。
And so later I thought to myself, I'm not going to that home because somebody's watching.
再去另外的园子里面去逛一逛看看有没有人守。
I'm going to go and wander around in someone else's yard to see if there's something I can take.
那这个就是我们。
This is us.
你说我没有水果吃吗？不会。
If there's no fruit, then I won't do it. Do you say that?
其实我家里面种了许多树。
Actually, in my home, there were many trees.
我从小就是吃这些水果长大的，枇杷、桃子、橙子、西瓜什么的，应有尽有。
And so I grew up eating all the fruits in my own yard. There was watermelon, there was peaches, lots of different things.
但是不知道为什么别人家的就比较香一点。
But for some reason, other people's fruits in their garden would seem better.
所以我们犯罪不单单会犯罪并且会一直犯罪。
So not only do we just sin, but we continually sin.
停不下来而且也不想停下来。
We can't stop, nor do we want to stop.
那这个犯罪的后果是怎样呢？
What is the result of this sin?
我们知道我们人类社会当中每个国家都有国家的律法。
We know that as we live in society, in every country, they have its own law.
我们人这个犯没犯罪乃是以这些律法为标准的。
When you commit something unlawful, there is a consequence.
所以你犯法了就是犯罪了。
Because once you break the law, that is a sin.
那能有人的律法，神也有神的律法。
Man has his own law, but God also has his law.
我们人受审判呢，受刑罚啊，是看他这个犯罪的轻重。
And so for man, when you decide the consequence, we look at the weight of what you have committed.
人要犯很重的罪才会被判死刑。
And so if you have committed a very grave error or you have broken the law, then you receive a greater punishment.
但是神的律法不一样。
However, God's law is different.
神的律法是以自己为标准的。
God's law, it means that he himself is a standard.
神的律法是神本性的彰显。
God's law is the expression of who he is himself.
人的律法呢，因为人不完全，所以律法也不完全。
Now, man's law, because man is imperfect, therefore man's law is also imperfect.
但是神他是完全的神，他是完全公义，完全圣洁的。
However, God, he is perfect. He is utterly righteous and completely just.
所以在他眼里面容不下一粒沙子。
So in his eyes, nothing can be seen as separate from what he is.
他不容许一点点罪。
He cannot allow any sin.
在他眼中一堆沙跟一粒沙是一样的。
To him, an entire pile of sand versus one grain of sand is the same.
都是要除掉的。
Everything must be done away with.
那就像这个自然界它有自然界的法则。
Just like in this natural creation, we have natural laws.
一只狮子肚子饿了去咬死一只羊把它吃了。这个不犯法。
When a lion is hungry, he will just naturally eat a lamb. That is not against his nature.
因为对动物来说，他们的法则就是弱肉强食。
Because to creatures, to animals, it is the greater one will continue to live, will survive.
但是如果一只狮子跑到人类的世界里面，把人给咬死了，那这只狮子绝对会被判死刑。
However, if a lion is to kill and eat a person, then that is against the laws of nature.
甚至不需要去咬死人，你只有咬伤人，或者说对人有一点危险、威胁，他这个狮子就会被枪杀。
Even if there is a little bit of danger to humans, and let's not even say that they killed a person, but then that lion will be killed.
你就这些狮子、老虎去守人的律法是没有办法守的。
If you want a lion and tiger to hold fast to the laws of man, it is impossible.
虽然他们也很冤枉，觉得说我是吃饱东西而已。
Even though to them they're like, well, I'm only doing this to satisfy my hunger.
所以一样的，就能去守这个神的律法，我们也没有办法守。
So in the same way, for man to hold on to God's law, it is impossible for us.
神的律法是一个整体。
God's law is substantial.
那你犯了其中一条呢，就犯了全部的律法。
Because if you have broken one, you have broken all.
就像十诫里面，你犯了一诫，你就犯了全部十诫。
Just like in the Ten Commandments, if you have broken one of them, it means you have broken all of them.
你不需要去杀人。
You don't need to murder.
你只要说谎，你就犯了这全部罪了。
If you have spoken a lie, you have now broken God's law.
你只要起了贪心，你就犯了神全部律法。
If you have a greedy heart, you have broken all of God's law.
所以这个罪的代价是死。
Therefore, the wages of sin is death.
而且死还不是结束。
And death is not the end final result.
死后呢还有审判。
Because after death, there is judgment.
罪人审判完之后又下地狱。
After sinners are judged, they will go down to hell.
又在地狱里面永远受苦。
And in hell, you will suffer forever.
但是我们没有办法不犯罪，怎么办？
However, we have no ability to control and stop ourselves from sinning. What should we do?
神的律法我们不可能守得住，怎么办？
It is impossible for us to hold on to God's law. What do we do?
我们当中没有一个人是从小到大不说谎的。
Not one of us do not speak a lie from our youth up.
没有一个人是从小到大没有起过贪心的。
Not one of us have never been greedy from our youth.
没有一个人从小到大没犯过罪的，一个都没有。
There is not one person who has never sinned.
那我们全部都是罪人，我们都犯过罪，等待我们的就是地狱的刑罚。
And so if all of us are sinners, then we are just merely awaiting the judgment in hell.
我们的神呢，他既是一位慈爱的父亲，也是一位公义的法官。
Now our God, he is a loving heavenly father. At the same time, he is also a righteous judge.
他爱我们。
He loves man.
他不愿意我们沉沦。
He does not want any of us to perish.
他要我们人人都得救。
He wants all to be saved.
但是另一方面，他是公义的神。
And yet, on the other hand, he is a righteous God.
他容不下罪恶。
He cannot stand any sin, allow sin.
他不能以有罪的为无罪。
He cannot call that which is sin, sinless.
所以他能救又审判我们。
So he must judge.
有罪恶就必定有刑罚。
If there is sin, there must be a consequence, a judgment.
我们自己没有办法解决罪的问题。
We cannot solve the problem of sin.
我们没有办法救自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
他怜悯我们。
He has mercy on us.
他为我们预备了全备的救恩。
He has prepared a complete, perfect salvation.
这个救恩同时满足了神的爱和神公义的要求。
This salvation has completely fulfilled the requirement of God.
我们来读一节圣经，在希伯来书的九章二十二节。
Let us read a verse in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22.
这里告诉我们，按照律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Here it tells us, according to the law, one may almost say, all things are cleansed with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
我们罪的问题需要用血 来解决。
Our problem of sin needs to have blood to take care of it.
那这个血不是我们的血。
Now this blood is not our blood.
我们这个罪人，我们的血是污秽的，毫无功效的。
As sinners, our blood is imperfect. It has no effectiveness.
只有这个圣洁无瑕疵的神羔羊的血才能够洁净我们的罪。
Only the sinless, perfect, without blemish Lamb of God can take care of the problem of our sin.
神的儿子就是神的羔羊。
And so the Son of God, He is the Lamb of God.
彼得前书二章二十四节那里面告诉我们说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
In 1 Peter 2, it tells us he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
然后最后说，因他受的鞭伤，我们便得了医治。
Lastly, it says, for by his wounds you were healed.
那这里的木头就是指着十字架说的。
Here, this wood speaks of the cross.
这里面他被挂在木头，这个他就是指着我们的主耶稣基督，神的儿子说的。
He himself being hung on the cross speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他在十字架上为我们流血，为我们舍命，为要拯救我们这些罪人。
He bled and he gave up his life for us sinners.
他所受的痛苦是我们所难以想象，也难以用这个言语来描述的。
The suffering that he went through, we cannot describe with our language, with our words.
他是三而一的神，他本身就是神。
He is the three-in-one triune God. He himself is God.
他离开自己荣耀的宝座。
He left his glorious throne.
道成肉身来到这个地上
and came in the flesh to this world.
为我们在地上行走了33年半
and he walked on this earth for 33 and a half years.
他顺服父神的旨意，为我们罪的缘故被钉死在十字架上。
He completely submitted to the will of the Father and he was nailed upon the cross for us.
在钉十字架之前，他就已经受了许多的苦。
And even before he was nailed on the cross, he went through many sufferings.
不单单是身体上的苦，并且是魂里面的羞辱。
Not only sufferings in his body, but also the shame that he received in his soul.
这里说到因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Here it says, by his wounds you are healed.
在2000多年前，在罗马帝国时代。
In about 2000 some years ago, during the time of the Roman Empire.
这个十字架的刑罚是在那个时代有的。
This punishment of being nailed on the cross was something that was done back then.
十字架是一个非常残酷的刑罚。
It is a very terrible, torturous consequence.
钉十字架的人他不会马上死去，而是慢慢的在痛苦和折磨当中死去。
A person who is nailed upon the cross does not die immediately, but dies a very slow and painful death.
当神的儿子主耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，他身上衣服被人夺了。
When our Lord Jesus, when he was nailed upon the cross, his clothes was already taken, stolen by others.
别人吐口水在他脸上。
People spit on his face.
别人用手掌打他的脸。
And many struck him with their palms on his face.
编了一个荆棘的冠冕戴在他头上。
And pushed a crown of thorns upon his head.
只要他一动，这个刺就刺在他头里面。
Every single movement would cause the thorns to be pushed harder into his head.
然后这个鞭伤，他们用的鞭是铁鞭。
And the whip that they used had metal on it.
这个钩是有铁钩在里面。
Because it was metal hooks that were wrapped around the end of the whip.
每一次鞭打在身上，拉的时候都会把一些血肉拉去。
Every single strike of this whip would pull some of his flesh off of him.
所以我们的主耶稣基督他钉在十字架上，身上没有一块肉是完全的。
So our Lord Jesus, when he was nailed upon the cross, there was not one part of his body that was complete.
身体上的伤，魂里面的羞辱，他都可以承受得了。
He was able to withstand all of the sufferings in his physical body as well as the shame within his soul.
最让他承受不了的是，在那里他要与父神分离三个小时。
But the thing that was hardest for him to bear was that he was separated from the Heavenly Father for 3 hours.
父神也掩面不看他。
Because the Heavenly Father turned his face away from him.
因为他乃是在十字架上担当了我们的罪。
Because he on the cross bore our sins.
原本我们要死。
Naturally, we are to die.
原本我们这些罪人要钉十字架。
As sinners, we are to be nailed on that cross.
现在主替我们死。
But now our Lord Jesus substituted himself for us.
他替我们钉十字架。
He was nailed on the cross in our behalf.
他替我们死，我们就不愿死。
He died for us so that we do not have to die.
他受的鞭伤，我们就得医治。
By his wounds, we are healed.
他受的刑罚，我们就得平安。
Because he took the punishment, we now have peace.
什么是爱？
What is love?
这就是爱。
This is love.
爱就是牺牲。
Love is sacrifice.
爱就是要舍己。
Love means there is sacrifice.
爱就是像刚刚我们诗歌所唱的，这位伟大的神竟然肯为我们这些人来到世上。
Love is just like the hymn that we just sang, that love himself came down into this world.
来拯救我们这些不堪的罪人。
To save unbecoming sinners like us.
来为我们舍命流血。
That he gave up his own life and blood for us.
那既然他付出了这么大的代价， 拯救所有人。
Since he paid such a heavy price to save all people,
那么我们就有一个问题，我们感觉很奇怪，就是说为什么这世上还有这么多人活在这个 痛苦和罪恶当中，这么多人还没有蒙恩得救。
It's very natural for us to ask the question, then since he had done all this, why is there still so much suffering? Why is there so many people who have not yet believed?
所以圣经就给出了一个字的答案，这个字就是信。
The Bible gives us a one-word answer. This word is faith.
主耶稣说你的信救了你。
The Lord says, your faith has saved you.
所以我们许多人没有得救是因为还没信，不信。
Why is it that many have not been saved? It is because you have not yet believed. You have not received in faith.
没错，我们得救的根基是主耶稣钉十字架，是主耶稣舍命流血，这个是根基，没错。
Yes, the very basis and foundation of our salvation is our Lord Jesus who has been nailed and died for us on the cross.
他在十字架上完成了一切的救赎。
On the cross, he has completed salvation for us.
但是在我们这一面，我们需要相信，需要接受。
But on our side, we need to believe and receive.
这个相信和接受是同一件事，我们接受了那说明说相信了，不相信我们就没办法接受。
Our belief and our receiving is the same thing, one and the same. If you believe, you have received. If you have received, you have believed.
那到底我们又信什么呢？
So what exactly are you believing in?
我们回到圣经里面来看一看，我们刚刚所读过的路加福音17章11到19节那里。
Let's go back to Luke chapter 17, the passage which we just read.
我们刚刚讲过那里面有十个麻风病人，他们代表世上所有的罪人。
There were 10 lepers, and we said that they represent all the sinners of this world.
当主耶稣进了那个村子的时候，那十个人只敢永远地站着。
When the Lord Jesus entered into the village, these 10 stood at a far distance.
因为这个麻风病呢，不单单是绝症，而且还会传染。
Because not only was this a fatal disease, but it is contagious as well.
所以在旧约，在利未记里面，对于麻风病人，那他们有一个规定。
So in the book of Leviticus, there is this command regarding all those who are lepers.
就是这些病人呢，他们需要撕裂衣服，需要蓬头散发，还需要把这个上唇给遮住。
And these people, they need to have their clothes torn, that they need to have ashes on their head, as well as cover their mouths.
然后他们还需要喊着说不洁净了，不洁净了。
And they need to cry out, unclean, unclean.
意思就是说你们不要过来，我会传给你们。
Meaning, do not come near to me, otherwise I might spread my disease to you.
他们这些人远离人群，承受着这个精神和肉体上双重的这个折磨和痛苦。
And so these people, they go through such suffering because not only do they suffer by their physical condition, but they have to be far away from others.
他们孤单，他们寂寞，他们非常的清苦。
They are lonely, it is very difficult, as well as they are abandoned.
而且最可怕的是，这个麻风病是绝症，所以他们在那边等死。
And the worst is because it's fatal, they are simply waiting for death.
所以现在突然看见希望了。
But all of a sudden they see hope.
因为主耶稣来了。
Because the Lord Jesus has come.
他们听说过主耶稣行了许多的神迹奇事。
They have heard of all the many miracles and signs that Jesus had performed.
其中就包括麻风病得医治。
Including the healing of leprosy.
所以他们就高声喊着说，耶稣夫子可怜我们吧。
So they raise their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
然后我们看这里，主就对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司查看。
And so they said, so Jesus said, go and show yourselves to the priest.
他们十个人都相信了这个话。
All 10 of them believed in this word.
然后他们都去了。
And they all went.
他们结果他们去的时候身体就洁净了。
And as they were going, their bodies were healed.
如果故事停在这里，那个是非常好的结局。
If the story ends here, then of course it's a very good conclusion.
这个用英语来说是 happy ending.
Or in English it's called a happy ending.
但是呢，下一节我们就看见这里面有一个转折点，15节这里。
But then the very next verse, we see that something changes.
这十个人身体都好了。
The 10 were cleansed, they were healed.
却只有一个人回来把荣耀归给神。
Only one came back to glorify God.
并且俯伏在这个主耶稣的脚前感谢他。
And he fell at Jesus' feet, giving thanks to him.
而且这个人是撒玛利亚人。
And this person was a Samaritan.
是以色列人所看不起的撒玛利亚人。
This was a Samaritan, a person that the Jews looked down upon.
那九个以色列人反而没有回来。
And yet the nine Israelites did not come back.
所以主耶稣就说了，洁净的不是十个人。
And so the Lord Jesus says, were there not ten cleansed?
怎么只有你一个人回来，其他九个呢？
Why is it just you? Where are the other nine?
其他九个到哪里去？
Where did the other nine go?
或者他们要快快地照着这个摩西的律法去献祭。
Perhaps they were just obeying the Levitical law that they had to go quickly and to offer a sacrifice.
那又证明给别人看他已经好了，已经正常了。
To now confirm to others that they have been healed, that their bodies are normal again.
因为以色列人非常注重律法，他们甚至我们在这里看见，他们甚至注重律法过于。这个把荣耀归给神。
It is possible because the Israelites, they paid very, very close attention to the law, to the point where they go to extremes.
又或者他们回家跟家人团聚去了。
Or perhaps they went to go back and meet up with their families again.
因为他们隔离了这么久。
Because they have already been isolated for so long.
非常想念家人。
They really miss their relatives, their families.
得回家看一看老婆孩子怎么样。
To go see you, their spouse and children.
这也是人之常情，是吧？
And of course, this is very natural in our family.
这大概就是那九个人的去向。
This might be the condition of the nine.
但是那个撒玛利亚人他不一样。
But it was different for the Samaritan.
他没有去献祭。
He did not give a sacrifice.
他不管律法。
He did not care about the law.
他也没有赶着回家去见家人。
He did not go quickly back to his family to visit his relatives.
他立刻回去见主。
He went quickly back to meet the Lord.
其实中间这个还有很长的一段路程。
And in fact, it was a very long road back.
他再跑回去都不一定能够见到主。
As he was running back, it was not, perhaps he wouldn't have met the Lord.
但是他心里面没有其他，只有主。
But in his heart, there was none other, just the Lord.
所以只有他一个人回来把荣耀归给神。
So only one came back to give glory to God.
一个真正蒙恩的人，他就会像这个撒玛利亚人，长大麻风的撒玛利亚人一样，俯伏在主的脚前。
For anyone who has truly received grace, you would be like the Samaritan to go and hold the feet of the Lord.
把感恩、把荣耀、把赞美归给神。
To give thanks, to give glory back to God.
我们再来读两节经文。
Let's read two more passages.
第一节是在诗篇的五十篇十五节。
Psalms chapter 50 verse 15.
这里说，并要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。
Call upon me in the day of trouble. I shall rescue you and you will honor me.
然后同样是五十章的二十三节。
Also in the same chapter, verse 23.
凡以感谢献上为祭的便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的我必使他得着我的救恩。
He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and to him who orders his way aright, I shall show the salvation of God.
所以这个撒玛利亚人所行的正是这两节经文里面所说的。
What the Samaritan did is exactly what these two verses say.
起初的时候这十个人都相信。
At first, all ten believed, had faith.
但是他们所信的不一样。
But what they believed in were different.
那九个人所信的是主耶稣应该是一个大先知，就跟绝大部分人所信的一样，主耶稣是一个很有能力的先知，可以医病赶鬼。
The nine were like the majority that believed that he was just a great prophet who had great power and ability to be able to heal and to save.
那这个撒玛利亚人他信的是不一样的，他信的是主耶稣基督他的自己。
But our Samaritan, this Samaritan, he was different. He believed that this Savior was able to save himself.
所以那九个人身体得医治了，但是这个撒玛利亚人他不单单身体得了医治，他的灵魂也得了拯救。
So this Samaritan, he was different because the nine, they were just merely physically healed. But the Samaritan, not only was he physically healed, but he received salvation of his soul.
主的救恩是一个完整完全的救恩。
The salvation of our Lord is perfect and complete.
他不会把恩典分成几个部分来赐给你，不会分三次 来分给你。
He will not give you grace in different parts in three different times or sections.
他不会今天救身体，明天救你的魂，后天再救你的灵，不会这样。
He won't save your spirit one day, your soul another day, and then your body another day.
他乃是一次而永远的把恩典赐给你。
He will give you grace once and for all.
我们所说的这个恩典，就是主耶稣基督，神的儿子。 他的自己。
This grace in which we speak of is our Lord Jesus himself.
他把他自己给了你。
He has given himself to you.
他把他的生命倾倒出来给你。
He has poured out his life for you.
所以主耶稣对这个撒玛利亚人说，你的信救了你。
And so he said to the Samaritan, your faith has made you well.
主耶稣没有对那九个人说这句话。
He did not say this phrase to the other nine.
只对这个撒玛利亚人说这句话。
He only said it to the Samaritan man.
你的信救了你。
Your faith has made you well, has saved you.
这原文里面还有一个意思。
There, in the original text, there's another meaning.
你的信使你完全。
Your faith has made you complete.
就是说你得救了，你完全了。
That now you are saved, you are complete.
另外九个人那就没有得救。
The other nine were not saved in this way.
因为他们信错了。
Because they believed wrongly.
那所以我们说到信主的时候，首先需要知道我们所信的是谁。
So when you come to believe, you need to first know in whom you have believed.
然后我们也要知道他这位我们所信的这位他说了什么，做了什么。
And then you need to know what he has said and what he has done.
对于这个问题，主耶稣以前有问过彼得。
And in the past, we know that the Lord Jesus had asked Peter the same question.
在马太福音16章16节那里。主耶稣问彼得说我是谁。
In Matthew 16:16, our Lord Jesus asked Peter, who do you say I am?
许多人都说主耶稣是先知当中的某一位。
And many people said that our Lord Jesus, he was a prophet.
但是彼得回答说
But Peter's response,
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
约翰福音11章27节那里，马大也承认说主耶稣基督，你是基督，你是神的儿子。
In John 11, we know that Martha also says, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God.
所以我们所信的这位主耶稣，他是基督，是神的儿子。
And so this person whom we believe is Christ, the Son of God.
他就是神。
He is God.
他道成了肉身来到这个地上。
He came in the flesh to this world.
为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
And he was nailed upon the cross for our sin.
他流出的宝血洗净了我们一切的罪。
His precious blood that he shed has cleansed us of all our iniquities.
他死后三天复活，并且把他自己的生命分赐给凡信他的。
And after he rose from the dead, after three days, he gave of his life to all who, in whom they, in those who have believed in him.
这个就是我们所要信的。
This is the one in whom we believe.
只要我们相信这个。
Only when we believe this.
我们不需要付任何代价。
Then we do not need to pay any other price.
就能够白白地得着这个浩大的恩典。
You can receive of this great grace entirely freely.
我们不仅马上罪得赦免。
Not only will your sins be forgiven immediately,
并且得着永远的生命。
But you will also receive eternal life.
这个是恩典。
This is grace.
是我们不配得的。
This is something we are unworthy of.
是他白白赏赐给我们的。
He has freely given to us.
我们一相信，一接受，我们就得着。
When you believe and you receive, you will have.
我知道这个许多人在犹豫当中。
I know that perhaps there are many who are hesitating.
还在想一想看，等以后。
And you may be thinking to yourself, maybe later.
那我告诉你们，许多事情可以等，但是信主不能等。
I will tell you that there are many things you can wait, but in believing in the Lord, you should not, you cannot wait.
不论是年长的还是比较年轻的。
It doesn't matter whether you are old or young.
我们信主需要趁现在。
To believe in the Lord, you need to grab a hold of this very moment.
因为我们实在不知道下一刻会发生什么事。
Because we do not know what's going to happen next in our very next moment.
我们知道就在几天前呢，这个 Linwood Mall 里面发生了一个枪击案。
Just a few days ago, there was a shooting at the Linwood Mall.
那其实离我们家非常近。
It is very close to my home.
就在枪击案的前一天，我女儿还去那边吃过饭。
The day before the shooting, my daughter went there to eat.
同一个时间，也就是六点左右，同一个地方吃过饭。
It was exact same place at the same restaurant at 6 o'clock.
第二天就发生枪击案了。
It was the very next day when the shooting occurred.
一个13岁的小女孩无故被枪杀。
A 13-year-old innocent girl passed away.
她只不过是过去吃一顿饭而已。
She only went there for a meal.
谁知道这顿饭会变成最后一顿饭。
Who knew that that was going to be her last meal?
没有人知道下一刻会发生什么事。
No one will know. No one knows what's going to happen next.
在座的没有一个比13岁更年轻吧。
among us, I don't think there's anyone who's younger than age 13.
那这个小女孩呢，如果她已经信主了，那么感谢主。
If this young girl, if she believes in the Lord, we really thank the Lord.
因为她将来还要复活。
Because one day she will resurrect.
并且永远不会再死。
And she will never die.
因为主要赐给她一个荣耀的身体。
Because the Lord will give her a glorious body.
不死不朽的身体。
A body that will never, will never perish.
灵魂体都要全然成圣。
Because body, soul, and spirit will be fully sanctified.
如果她还没信主，
If she did not believe in the Lord,
那真的是非常可怜。
Then it is very tragic.
因为她再也没有机会了。
Because she will never have another opportunity.
信主只能在活着的时候。
You can only believe in the Lord while you are alive.
一死就没有机会。
Once you die, no more chances.
所以如果她还没有信主，她就受审判，他就要下地狱，在地狱里面永远受苦。
So if she has not believed, then after death there is judgment, and after judgment there is hell, and there is punishment forever.
那里的火是不灭的，那里的虫是不死的。
The fire is not quenchable. The worm there does not die.
所以我们一再的强调说，如果你要信主的话，你要趁着还有今天，你要趁着还有现在。
That is why we are emphasizing, if you believe, you are to believe now while you still have this present moment.
没有人知道下一刻会发生什么事情。
No one knows what is going to happen next.
但是这一刻你可以做决定。
But at this moment, you can choose.
所以在这里我要为我们的主耶稣基督来有一个呼召。
And so here, on behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ, I want to have a calling.
请大家低头闭眼。
Shall we all bow our heads and close our eyes?
如果你愿意信主，愿意接受主耶稣基督做你个人的救主，
If you are willing to believe in the Lord Jesus, to allow him to be your personal savior,
愿意接受这个伟大的救恩，
You want to receive of this great salvation,
得着基督那永远的生命，
And to receive of the everlasting life of our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你愿意这位爱我们到极处的神永远爱我们，
And if you are willing to receive of the God who loves you eternally,
如果你愿意接受他，
If you are willing to receive him,
请你举手。
Please raise your hand.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
还有没有？
Anyone else?
如果你愿意信主，愿意接受他，
If you are willing to believe in the Lord and to receive him,
请你举手。
Please raise your hand.
还有没有？
Anyone else?
我们最后再呼召一次。
We will call again.
我们一再的强调说，现在就是最好的机会。
And we emphasize again that this moment is the best opportunity.
如果你愿意接受他做你个人的救主，
If you are willing to receive him as your personal savior,
请你举手。
Please raise your hand.
好，可以放下来啊。好，那我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank and praise you.
主啊，为着今天举手的姊妹，我们心中向你充满，向你献上感恩和赞美。
For our friend and sister who has raised her hand, Lord, our hearts are so full of thanksgiving and we praise you.
我们知道这是你劳苦的功效。
Because we know that this is the result of your labor.
这是你奇妙的作为。
This is your amazing work.
今天她回家了。
Today she has come home.
今天她接受你做她个人的救主。
Today she has received you to be her personal savior.
从此她有新的生命。
And at the same time she has new life.
可以过新的生活。
And she can live a new life.
主，我们知道你拯救我们，你就要拯救到底。
Lord, we know that in your salvation you save us to the uttermost.
你爱我们，你就爱到永远。
You love us, you love us to the uttermost.
主啊，但愿这个永远的爱充满我们每一个人。
May this everlasting love fill every one of us.
叫我们也能够爱你。
So that we may also love you.
也能够把荣耀归给你。
So that we may give you all the glory.
垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.